didn't look so surprised. It's not like I'm some kind of fucking ghost. No, I didn't crash your wedding. You know me, I wouldn't just show up without permission. Look, here's my proof. I'll give it to you. Your invitations were top-notch. Good printing, attractive font, textured paper, embossed. Lovely. I'll be keeping it as a souvenir on my fridge. Well, this certainly is embarrassing, isn't it? Oh, maybe you assumed I wouldn't accept the invitation because you thought I'd be jealous seeing you with... Oh, what was her name again? Ah, yes. It looks very nice written here next to yours. Your family's approval looks good on you. What's with that look? You're not being put up to this, are you? Oh, but of course not. The dream job, the endless travel pictures on Instagram, the big house, the long-term plans. Hell, look around you. This wedding is literally a rose gold Pinterest wet dream. It's perfect, in every sense of the word. And then there you are, standing here like a vision of first world success. Hair, shoes, suit, perfect. You've done extremely well for yourself with this situation, and you're not afraid to let every single person on social media know. I'll note that you chose not to block me from any of your feeds, even after... Oh, where are we going? Can't talk about this in front of the champagne server? Afraid someone will hear? Well, I'll give it to you. It is a little loud out there, so maybe the bathroom is a better choice for our nice little chat. No, I will not leave. I was, in fact, personally invited by the dashing groom, whom I happen to care quite a bit about. It seems our time apart has allowed you to fill that pretty little head of yours with some very convenient half-truths. You wear them like a suit of armor, guarding your new reputation and status against the sad reality of the broken little thing wearing that armor. But even the best armor has cracks in it. And I think my showing up here tonight has pried it all wide open. The other people out there, your new fair-weather friends and your flawless trophy wife may not be able to perceive the shift in your demeanor since I came up to say hello. But you know that I can tell. And that's exactly what you're scared of right now and why we're here, huddled in an empty bathroom rather than conversing out in the reception hall that you've paid thousands of dollars to decorate and fill with people who pretend to give a fuck about you. That tiny little scrunch of the eyebrows and the way the corners of your mouth twitch. Without all the distractions out there, it's even easier to see now. Despite all your best efforts to appear satisfied and happy in all those pictures you post online, all of those beautifully curated images and hashtags meant to flaunt your newfound success in life, there's always an undercurrent of sadness and desperation, as if pleading for someone to notice your true plight. The whole charade has started to seem a bit less appealing as of late, hasn't it? You don't think I know what I'm talking about. So, you can tell me, right now, with absolute certainty, that this is the life you truly want, and that nothing feels off or missing, that all of your needs are being met, and oh, I don't mean financially. We've all seen the crap you filled your life with. I mean those deeper, shadowy bits of your psyche which you think you've banished for good with this new life of vapid plenty. Right. You're completely sated in every frame of the word. You buy her nice things, take her out on lavish excursions, and then whisk her away to your nice big bed and get the best 10-minute missionary sex of your life. My, you're positively glowing with that blush. Oh, are you embarrassed to talk about all of the incredible, mind-blowing vanilla sex you're having? Does she jerk you off first and tell you how much she loves you? Oh, you must feel like such a lucky guy. No, you don't get to be angry at me if you can't even refute it. You'll just make a fool of yourself. Something you're very good at when you aren't playing the Instagram dream boyfriend. When we met, when I found you, you weren't this glamorous, impeccably dressed, hyper-popular socialite with the house on the hill and the Cartier wristwatch. No, I remember the warped little boy with no connections or long-term aspirations, barely knowing how to manage his life, held back by deep-seated resentments and a multi-dimensional pit of self-hatred. He was a jagged, crag-ridden rock that scraped up the hands of anyone who dared pick it up. He could try to resist my careful grip. Oh, but I wasn't so scared of the hard work it would take to get to know every dark channel and secret place his mind was concealing from the world. And all the while, I made sure to leave a little breadcrumb trail to find my way back in should our connection be interrupted in some way. And you tried your hardest to get far, far away from me, didn't you? Well, no, actually, I won't give you that much credit. Like the petty child you are, you left your new life up on display all over the internet. And whenever I felt like looking at another vapid selfie of you or your girlfriend on some sun-drenched beach in Maui or Bali or wherever your overgrown checkbook took you, it was only a click or swipe away. I'll admit, it has been amusing watching your little tantrum play out. Yes, tantrum. These last few years have simply been you desperately trying to show me that you're somehow better off without me. You think you're gloating. You think you're rubbing your success in my face. But all I see is a recalcitrant submissive brat who has gotten so full of himself that he's had to construct an entire fake identity to goad his mistress into... What? What is it that you were wanting me to do? Was this supposed to make me feel a sense of competition with your gold-digging, blonde, big-tits, beach-body, supreme, life-script 101 fuck doll? Was I supposed to make some bald-faced declaration of love for you and show up today to stop you from marrying her with some dramatic mid-ceremony confession of my feelings? No. I let you say your I do's, because none of it matters to me in the slightest. If she had truly won your heart and mind, well, you and I wouldn't be having a nice private chat in the bathroom now, would we? No, I am neither threatened nor jealous of your social arm candy. I almost feel bad for her. She really has no idea what a cesspit of wretchedness she has invited into her life, does she? This Barbie doll of yours is ill-informed and unequipped to handle the sort of uncontrollable creature you are at your core. And as soon as the novelty wears off, you're going to start feeling those jagged insides of yours make their way to the surface and drag their sharp corners all over the soft, milky edges of this pleasant little dream you've let yourself live in, tearing it wide open. It's already happening and you don't even see it. Your laughter sounds a bit forced. Oh dear, you've been deluding yourself for quite a while, but even through the tedious lies, you know exactly how this is all going to end once you've been allowed to go on for so long without the proper measures and balances to your self-destructive psyche. You crave control and order. Yet you foolishly sought out a woman who gives you the opposite. An ego boost and a lackluster blowjob for every dollar you spend towards her next social media humble brag. Despite your best efforts to conceal your innermost desires, you sent out that invitation as a last-ditch effort to draw me back in, didn't you? It's so like you to not even have the courage to ask me directly for what it is you really need. You've been anxiously waiting for me to come back and claim you again, haven't you? Aww, little nod, little blink, little Aww, poor thing. It must be so exhausting trying to keep up this whole facade. Yes, it's had to have been quite hard to make it this far. A normal, well-adjusted boy could have kept it up forever, even had a nice family and all those other domestic, ordinary things that people are supposed to want for themselves. It's tragic just how close you got to achieving it. The dream. It's what you've been told by society to pursue for your entire life, and you let yourself believe you deserve any of it. But you see, normal boys don't send wedding invitations to their former dominatrix now, do they? No, no, you're not a normal boy, are you? You're a whimpering, drooling beast, parading as a human, all gussied up tonight because you managed to convince a well-to-do woman that you were worth more than the scum at the bottom of her trash can. I know better. I've always known better. I'm the only one who has ever peeled back the facade to reveal your disgusting truths. The raw desperation to be completely debased, abused, and enslaved. I've ruined you, haven't I? Perhaps I can't flatter your social ego with baseless nonsense, but I can put a demented, slovenly smile on that pretty face in the worst ways. The way your shoulders have relaxed, the way your head tilts down, the way it seems so hard to look at me now. You've slipped into subspace, haven't you? Yeah, I can tell. And does it feel good to slip back into that numbness after all this time? And does it feel good when you're finally fulfilling your purpose again? Now, kneel down in front of me. Aw, you'll ruin your nice suit if you kneel down here on this damp floor. But you'll do it anyway, because I'm telling you to. How many hours did it take them to get you ready today? So much effort and fuss over a worthless little animal. So much concern over all the minute details. Isn't it silly how you've allowed yourself to take all of that to heart? That you're somehow deserving of all this time and attention. And the gallant knight of the evening, who, I'll remind you, should be out there enjoying his perfect wedding, but instead is here knelt down in a fucking bathroom, ruining his pristine suit. Can't even look at me, can you? You think you even have a choice in the matter. Look at me.
I said look at me.
Better. Crying already. Jesus Christ, you really are pathetic. What? Are you sorry for something? Tell me what you're sorry for. No. Oh, yes. 3 years of you acting like the cock of the walk and trying to make me envious of your ridiculous plastic life with your Princess Vanilla fuckhole. Well, while that was quite amusing to watch play out, it did mean that I was given ample time to think about what exactly I'd do once I got you back. You see, I'm a very patient woman, but my mind is far from an idle one. And that's exactly why you're addicted to me, isn't it? You never quite know what I have in store for you. You've been letting the ball roll on this for quite a while. Remember when I'd have you licking my shoes and begging my forgiveness for not responding to a text fast enough? Or the time you tried to talk back to me during a scene and I had you edged for 3 days? Yeah, you couldn't even remember your own name when I asked you. I still have some of those pictures. The ones I took of your exhausted, sweat-drenched body with your fingers wrapped around your dripping cock. I think I'll share them with you later. How about when you showed up in the wrong clothes to a date, and then I made you wear that absurdly large plug in your ass for the rest of the evening? You squirmed so much the whole night, after I'd gone through all the trouble to give you a nice outing like any other couple. If only you just obeyed me properly in the first place, you could have gotten some practice in. Not being a complete whore, I mean. But you don't get to ever really be normal. Not when you belong to me. Not when I know what you are. And that brings us to today. What should I even do with this thing kneeling in front of me? After all the nonsense you've pulled, the carrying on, the vain attempts to cajole me into action, I don't know if another Dom would have the patience for such an ungrateful worm. The time I've taken out of my day to come and be here could have been better spent seeking out a new submissive to entertain me. What would you have done then if your little plan hadn't played out as intended? If I hadn't appeared to rattle you out of your ill-conceived notions of humanity and lead you back to your proper place at my feet? You don't have an answer for that, do you? Well, at least that only makes one of us without a fucking clue as to what they're doing. Because I know exactly how best to make you pay for defying me. We'll start slow, right here in this bathroom. As I've just reminded you, we know exactly what we do to disobedient subs who wear the wrong clothes to greet their mistress. I've got a plug here in my messenger bag, all cleaned and ready to go. Now I just need to be shown where to put it. Turn around, drag those well-tailored trousers down, and show me your ass. I see the brand is still there on your thigh. How in the world did you ever explain that to her? She probably never even thought about it that much. Simple women who think they have it all rarely consider the tricky details of a subject. She puts you up on such a pedestal. She'd never be able to imagine the sort of depravity you're capable of when you're handled by a proper mistress. The kind who brands their slave like the livestock he is and makes him pierce his nipples for her pleasure. Are the piercings still in? No? Well, that should be an easy fix. Now, these silk boxers are quite a sight, but I'm going to need you to bring them down around your knees and spread yourself out with your hands. Don't worry, I've brought lube as well. I'm not as inconsiderate as you are. A little slow to comply, pet. You've gotten rather complacent, what with the pace she sets for you. That'll be the first thing we train back into you, because you know how much I dislike waiting for my commands to be obeyed. Do you remember how to take a plug up your ass? I doubt you've had much practice as of late, but you really only have yourself to blame by picking such an insufferably average partner to try and fill the void you created by straying from me. Did you think you were going to get used to it? That the ache would leave you? That you'd stop being a ravenous, mewling fuckhole just because you told yourself you could? I'm the only one who could interpret those desires and make them a reality. Isn't that right? Before me, you didn't even know what you were truly capable of enjoying. And you thrashed in the darkness of your own ignorance, unable to articulate what it is you needed to be truly happy. I remember just how blissful you looked the first time I got my hands on you. You were a perfect canvas for my cruelty. All right, enough chit-chat. In it goes. In it goes. Oh, you've certainly gotten tight again. It'll be so much fun working on that together until I can fuck it with my strap again. And this little one isn't even half the size of the ones you used to be able to take. But it does have a lovely little jewel at the end. It is your wedding, after all. I had to buy you a nice present. Relax. You're going to need to relax before I put more in. Breathe in. Out. Your cockhead is drooling onto the floor, and your legs are shuddering. Did you forget how much you love taking it in the ass? I remember your first time just taking my fingers inside. You were begging me for more and groaning like a dog in heat. Such a treasured memory for both of us. Is this little reunion of ours everything you imagined? How you dreamt of spending your wedding night? On your fucking knees with a plug up your ass in a bathroom, which I'll remind you is completely unlocked.
You will stay until I tell you to move.
You want me to lock that door and keep some random guest from wandering in? Mm-hmm.
Oh, no doubt your absence is already being noticed. The bathrooms are usually the first place a concerned friend would check.
Oh, what would this scene even look like to someone who didn't know the real you? Please. Please what?
Please. Mistress! My God. I can't believe you've forgotten the most absurdly basic things. Are you really that incapable of retaining information?
Just for that? No. I will not lock the door. You getting found out will not affect me in the slightest. In fact, it would be the perfect way to make you really understand just how displeased I am with you. To ruin your entire life because you couldn't control your compulsions? Oh, it's very fitting, don't you think? There, now we're remembering our manners. Anything. Anything. You'll do anything for me if I lock that door for you? Well, well, well. Anything is a very big word, you know. Under my discretion, anything leaves such a void for villainous interpretations. Should I take you at your word? Or are you going to refine your statement a little? Ah, quickly now. I still need to be properly convinced. You can barely string your words together while my hand is stroking that slick cock of yours. You really are an animal, completely captive to your own anatomy, thrusting onto my open palm despite yourself. Yes, that's a good boy. I'm half considering parading you back out there, bending you over in front of your guests, letting them see the pretty little gift I bought you along with that dribbling cock. Ooh, how quickly would those friends, those fellow influencers of yours, whip out their phones for a quick snapshot. Everyone loves drama, and being the first source for the full account of a messy fall from grace. Oh, you can't tell me that doesn't sound like an appropriate punishment for what you've done. You evade and tease me for 3 years, build yourself a shiny new life, and in 5 minutes, I completely shatter it. It all belongs to me anyway. You're my property, after all. So your life, artificial or otherwise, is mine to do with as I please. And denying me the pleasure of witnessing your free fall into pure nadir, your absolute rock bottom, well, it sounds to me like you're still trying to control this chain reaction you've let build up. But it's well out of your trembling little paws now. Inviting my despotism back into your life comes with an appropriate level of interest and back payment. Perhaps I could have been merciful had you not tried playing so many games. Perhaps you could have earned my leniency if you'd admitted your wrongs and submitted yourself to my will under more appropriate circumstances. Oh, but that isn't your style, is it? You've never understood when to stop, when to submit, to apologize or confess without my hands to beat it out of you. Your hard-headed resistance has always been my most and least favorite thing about you. Any dominant wants a little bit of a brat, which they can discipline back into pliancy. But you've always taken it just a step further and really tested my endurance for brutality. You might have let your capacity atrophy. Oh, but I'll assure you, my callus has not softened in the slightest. You'll conform to my desires again, once we've properly butchered your new little fantasy. Oh, did you actually think I'd let you carry on? Did you think we'd have a nice quick hate fuck in the bathroom and you'd flit away to your comfortable little fantasy world? Oh, you must have me confused for one of those call-for-hire dominatrixes. You know, the ones who show up at your house in the gaudy BDSM getup and the PVC leather black high-heel boots while you crawl around on your hands and knees and I flick at your ass half-heartedly with some cat of nine tails I picked up at Spencer's Gifts that afternoon? Oh, is that who you think I am? Did you think you'd get this out of your system and be set to return to normalcy? Once I'm done with you, these last 3 years will seem like a pleasant little daydream, a passing fantasy that you'll struggle to remember with my piss and quim slathered on your worthless face and your pretty hair as I fuck your ass with my strap on and leave all sorts of marks on that shameful body of yours. I get to corrupt you all over again. Uh-oh, is my pet coming without permission? What a fucking mess. Coming openly onto the tile, that plug jutting in and out in rhythm. If anyone was outside this bathroom right now, they'd certainly be able to hear those wonderful noises you're making. Well, that just seals the deal, then. Come on, up you get. Up on those shaky legs. Leave the pants there around your ankles. We're gonna go out and apologize to your guests for your absence. Don't worry, we'll do it together. We'll be doing so much together from now on.